Ronan Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. The Belfast Telegraph today has a photo of some pretty ominous-looking black vehicles travelling along the streets of Belfast yesterday. They were American presidential motorcade vehicles arriving there in advance of next week's visit by Joe Biden. Although the Irish Daily Star reports that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said Biden's visit could be derailed if ailing former US President Jimmy Carter dies in the meantime. That's in the Star. But the former US president who's taking up most space and that on all the other papers this morning is Donald Trump. The front pages have pictures of him tight-lipped in the New York courtroom. And the headline writers have had their fun with the story this morning. The Mirror front page, Trump in the eye of the stormy. In the Herald, orange is the new black. And in the Star and the Irish Sun, Donald Duck. Elsewhere on today's front pages, the most common word is predators. It's included in reports of that new Garda unit set up to investigate potential predators and the Defence Forces. The Irish Independent says that the Garda will review cases back to the 1960s. The Irish Times front page story on that also refers to a new oversight group being considered to transform the culture of the Defence Forces. Elsewhere in the Irish Times front page is the news that the typical home buyer in Ireland is now 39 years of age. That's according to the Central Statistics Office. Also on housing, the Irish Daily Star reports that the Rural Independent TDs group has called for the scrapping of planning permission for log cabins to ease the crisis. And still with politicians, the Irish Daily Mail says that the man who's usually at the centre of housing discussions, Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrín, was replaced in front of the microphones this week by Louise O'Reilly. The headline there is, "Óibrín denies ducking the media." Back to Belfast and a sporting dilemma. The Belfast Telegraph reports that the local soccer final, the Irish Cup, is normally held on a Saturday, but this year it's been moved to the next day because of the British coronation. But now a local church group is complaining that putting the match on a Sunday discriminates against fans who regard Sunday as a day for worship and rest. Back to headlines and one notable one over a court report in the Irish Examiner. Cork woman admits throwing garden gnome at her close friend. Bad news for media billionaire Rupert Murdoch today, who's called off his engagement to his prospective fifth wife. According to the Irish Independent, Murdoch ended the possible marriage to Anne Leslie Smith because of her outspoken evangelical views. This is 2 weeks after he presented her with an engagement ring worth €2.25 million and declaring that they would spend the second half of their lives together. Murdoch is 92. Several papers carry the results of a Lithuanian study which shows that taking tea breaks in work don't make you more efficient. The Irish News says that taking fixed breaks can actually leave you mentally exhausted. Tell that to Irishman Darren Anderson, who works in retail in London. According to the Irish Times, during his lunch breaks, he's been writing books and he's now won a US writing prize worth €160,000. Further on in the Times, reader Paul Murphy has written a letter to the paper about the value of learning Latin. He mentions a new version of an old quote that could refer to the ongoing Donald Trump saga. Paul Murphy says the quote was originally from Caesar, "Veni, vidi, vici," I came, I saw, I conquered. But it's now, "I came, I saw, I stuck around," "Veni, vidi, velcro,"